Hello?
Good afternoon. Hi, good afternoon. My name is Sarah Kelly from Opinion Research, and we are conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you registered to vote in South Carolina?
I am.
Hello?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. This will be just a couple of questions in literally a few minutes, and I would really appreciate your time. Politically, do you feel that South Carolina is primarily a southern state or not?
A southern state?
Do you feel that South Carolina is a southern state or not?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And do you support or oppose allowing patients in South Carolina who suffer from an approved list of serious medical conditions to use medical marijuana if their doctor recommends it?
Oh, I approve it.
I'm sorry. Did you say support or oppose?
No. Say that again. I'm sorry.
Do you support or oppose allowing patients in South Carolina? Okay, thank you. A school choice gives parents the right to use the tax dollars designated for their child's education to send their child to the public or private school which best serves their needs. Generally speaking, would you say that you support or oppose the concept of a school choice?
I support school choice.
Hello?
I support school choice.
Okay. Thank you. Recently, the South Carolina legislature passed the Education Scholarship Trust Fund Program, a school choice program that allows South Carolina parents to withdraw their K-12 child from public school and receive $6,000 to use for private school tuition and other educational expenses. Do you support or oppose this program?
I oppose that program.
I'm sorry. Did you say support or oppose? I'm sorry. The line is breaking
up. Oppose.
Just say yes. If that was opposed, say no.
No.
Thank you. Currently, only students in low-income families qualify for the Education Scholarship Trust Fund Program. Would you support or oppose giving all students, regardless of their family's income, the ability to receive a scholarship through this program?
I oppose.
If it's support, you can say yes. If it's opposed, you can say no.
No.
Okay. Thank you. Would you be more likely or less likely to vote for a legislator who voted to expand eligibility for the Education Scholarship Trust Fund Program to all students in South Carolina?
Less likely.
Okay. Thank you. Do you believe that insurance companies and corporations prioritize their profits over people or not?
Not. Say that again.
Thank you. We're halfway there. Thank you. Just a few more minutes. I really appreciate your time. Do you believe that bars or restaurants that knowingly overserve alcohol to their customers should or should not share responsibility if that person were to drive and injure or kill someone?
Should.
I'm sorry?
It should. They should be partly responsible.
Okay.
But that's
thank you. South Carolina goes to great lengths to investigate their state court judges to make certain that they are qualified and free from conflict. This is usually a 3 to 4 month process. Do you believe that this process helps to produce the best candidates, or do you believe this process needs to be changed?
It needs to be changed.
Okay. Thank you. If a convenience store clerk or bartender was not properly trained by their employer on ID verification, and sold alcohol to a minor, and that minor then caused a drunken driving accident in which another individual is injured, do you feel the employer should or should not be liable for compensating the victim for their injuries?
Should be.
Okay. Thank you. Almost done. Thank you. Do you believe that insurance companies are, or corporations, should or should not be able to avoid paying claims to victims by placing unnamed third parties on a verdict form that they know they are unable to pay their share of awarded damages?
I think they should.
Okay. Thank you. I'm sorry, just to make sure, if you say should, say yes. If you said should not, say no.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, marketing by personal injury lawyers heavily occupies public advertising space. In your opinion, how has this level of advertising influenced public perception of the legal profession? Do you feel it has helped the public perception of the legal profession, hurt the public perception of the legal profession, had no effect on the perception of the legal profession?
Have no perception of the legal profession.
I'm sorry, I don't know why it sounds like the line is breaking up. Did you say
no
perception? Helped?
No perception.
No effect. Thank you. Many personal injury lawyers advertise that they can get large insurance payouts for motor vehicle accidents. In doing so, do you feel these lawyers are primarily interested in maximizing their contingency-based legal fees or getting true justice for their injured client?
They're wanting to get the money, the first one you said.
Did you say maximizing legal fees or getting true justice?
Yeah. Maximizing legal fees.
Okay. Thank you. Just two more minutes, literally. what impact do you feel advertising by personal injury lawyers claiming that the ability to get large payouts has on automobile insurance premiums? Do they significantly increase premiums, somewhat increased premiums, have little or no effect on premiums, or reduce premiums?
Significantly increase premiums.
Okay. Thank you so much. And do you feel that healthcare providers should or should not be required to keep a person's healthcare decisions confidential?
They should.
Okay. Thank you. If parents are already involved in the decision-making process, do you feel government should or should not intervene in LGBTQ gender-affirming healthcare decisions that regard individuals under the age of 18?
Oh, under the age of 18.
I'm sorry?
They should not.
Okay. Thank you. And in terms of your political party identification, do you generally consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Usually Democrat, but I'm going Independent this year.
Okay. And what is your age?
43.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
Black, African American.
Did you say Black, African American?
Uh-huh.
Hello?
Yes, Black, African American.
Okay, thank you. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, other?
Female.
Did you say female?
Female. All day long.
Thank you. I'm sorry. I have to be as transparent as I can. That's why I double-checked. Thank you so much. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.